Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston comes alive today with all kinds of outdoor activities. The Boston Marathon starts soon, and later this morning, baseball at Fenway, all marking the start of spring. So what can we expect weather-wise today? Well, WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyes joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So what does our forecast look like for today?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. An awesome spring day today. There were some clouds around this morning, and for runners at the starting line in Hopkinton, it's in the 40s, but we're going to rise pretty quickly into the 50s with some of the clouds breaking apart and temperatures climbing into the 60s this afternoon. So great for the Sox at Fenway and fantastic for spectators. A little bit on the warm side for runners, though, along the route, especially those that may be ending a little bit later in the day.
So how would the weather affect the runners?
So obviously, you know, anything from humidity to the amount of sunshine to the wind, if there's a strong headwind. But to this year, thankfully, the wind is going to be out of the west. I do think after about lunchtime, noontime, it will kick up a little bit more. So we should see some occasional gusts out of the west over 20 miles per hour. But that's actually a little helpful for the runners. So it will be a little bit of a tailwind throughout the course of the route today. You know, a lot of times the body feels about 10 to 15 degrees higher than what the actual air temperature is. So that's why I say for the runners, it will be a little bit on the warmer side, not necessarily the elite runners who obviously will finish the race much earlier than the bulk of the remainder of the runners. But, you know, with temperatures that will top out probably about 66, 67 degrees in Boston later on this afternoon, and will be in the 60s along the remainder of the cities and towns along the route, it's going to feel a little bit on the warm side, but nothing extreme. I mean, we've had temperatures that have been in the 80s sometimes for Marathon Monday.
But there will be lots of spectators out, both for the marathon and for the game at Fenway today. I'm wondering, you know, what should they do? Sunscreen, I expect. Are we in allergy season yet? What should they be thinking about?
Can you hear it in my voice? Yes, we are in allergy season a little bit. Everything's obviously blooming and budding. And so, yes, I would say obviously that's a concern today, but the pollen, thankfully, after some of the rain gets washed out, but this time of the year on a warm day with the sun out, you know, the count goes right back up there. But yes, sunblock a good idea too, hydration key. But honestly, for those that are headed out there, it's going to be a beautiful afternoon with a blend of sun and clouds. Temperatures even at Fenway are going to be in the 60s too. And then this morning, even though there are some clouds around in Hopkinton and there's been some patchy fog reported too, that will burn off and give way to sunshine over the course of the day as well. No chance of precipitation. There are going to be a couple of showers around, but those should be in central and northern New England. So that's great news too. It looks like a mostly dry day.
And we should see some April showers later this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't it bring May flowers, right?
So they say. We'll be optimistic.
Yes, middle to end of the week, especially with another disturbance coming in. Nothing heavy, but it looks like some will come back into the mix.
Okay. Danielle Noyes, WBUR meteorologist, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb. Have a great day.